Unit 1. The Travel Bug. One A. Exercise 3B. Page 9.
Eight easy ways to have a cheaper holiday. Book your holiday backwards. Forget the destination and start with the accommodation. Simple but very effective. There are many accommodation websites that allow you to type in entire countries, even continents. You are then free to use the filters to find a dream place for the right price. Pay nothing for your accommodation. No, it isn't too good to be true. It is possible to stay for free in houses all over the world, thanks to HomeSwap Holidays. Whether you're looking after a pet or simply keeping someone's plants watered, there are numerous websites that help match you up with owners who need someone to look after their home while they're out of town. As a rule, such sites charge a small annual joining fee. Once you've signed up, though, you can go on as many trips as you like. Obviously, some destinations are much in demand, so be quick when an opportunity arises. Experience van life at almost no cost. Thanks to the growing trend of hashtag van life, getting away in a camper van has never been more popular. But when customers only want a one-way rental, it leaves companies needing to get the van back to base. This opens up great deals for bargain hunters, as you can take one on a return journey for as little as 5 euros. If you're just looking for a car, car rental companies have similar offers. Explore Europe using the overnight train network. Want to holiday in Europe cheaply and don't fancy flying? Overnight trains are the answer. The most important thing is to get yourself to a train hub where these sleeper trains are ready and waiting to carry you away as you sleep from as little as €29.90. You just need to book months in advance to access these fares. Paris, Brussels and Amsterdam are all good options near the UK and will provide connections to Germany, Austria, Switzerland and Italy. What's more, there are brand new routes this year, so why not take the slower travel option for a change? Work for your stay. Working a few hours a day in exchange for accommodation isn't just for gap year students, and it can offer an incredible learning experience for those traveling with children. From gaining new skills to learning about teamwork, this type of trip can be good for everyone. There are all sorts of opportunities out there, including farm work, decorating, volunteering camps, and even web development. Use data to do research to find the best value destinations. There are two things to bear in mind if you're trying to get the best value for money on holiday: how strong your currency is compared to the local currency, and how much things cost when you get there. Before you fix on a destination, it can be worth checking the direction in which exchange rates are moving. As for day-to-day costs, there are websites that compare prices of everything, from milk to fast food, in over 11,000 cities worldwide. Doing your research before you go, especially for self-catering, can help avoid nasty surprises when you get there. Pack smart. With low-cost airlines charging up to 40 euros each way to take a large cabin bag on board, now is the time to streamline your packing. Start by listing all the outfits you intend to wear with one or two pieces that can be worn several times. Finally, pack your things into a backpack rather than a suitcase. Even if you do find one small enough for your airline's dimensions, you're giving away much-needed inside space to wheels, the handle, and even the case itself. Get a free room upgrade. Free room upgrades are not just reserved for those celebrating birthdays and milestone anniversaries. It's worth simply expressing how how excited you are to stay at the hotel and asking if you could be considered for an upgrade if they have the availability. Of course, if it is a special occasion, you should definitely throw that in there too. The key is to be kind, complimentary, and to never expect anything for free. If you're in luck and the hotel can do something for you, it's the best feeling ever.